Hey guys, Akil here. In today's episode, we're going to talk about barriers that will stop you from seeing success. And of course, we're going to tell you how to smash those barriers down and gain success. So today I came across something that made me think about the very beginning parts of my trading journey, right? Before I was a podcaster, a trading coach, a money manager, all that fun stuff. Back when I was an aspiring trader, so someone that had a dream of doing something big, but really lacked the confidence to, I guess, go after it as aggressively as I thought I should. And it was a video that I watched by a good friend of mine named Angela Myers. I've mentioned her before here in the podcast. She is a life coach. She is someone that has made an amazing transformation in her life from an overweight mother to a world-class athlete. I met her originally because I saw her out training. I coach track and field, and she's someone that has come down to train with the track girls as well as kind of give them motivation, inspiration, and empowerment. She's an author as well, and I'll link a little bit of her information in the show notes below. But I recently watched a YouTube video from her on a YouTube channel. Just search Angela Myers and it'll come up. But the YouTube title said, "Does your age or race matter to you?" And in the video, she was talking a lot about how she gets the question, you know, how old is she or what her race is? And if you can put kind of, I know this is an audio platform, but if you put kind of like a face to it, she's someone that I'm never going to assume a woman's age, but someone that probably looks a lot younger than what you would, than what you would think she probably is, knowing that she's got kids and whatnot. And race-wise, someone that is kind of in the middle where it's like, hey, they could be this, they could be that. Like, you just don't know. It's not very, not saying anything is definitive, but it's someone that can be numerous amount of things. And the topic that she brought up is that we don't need to, people shouldn't put us in boxes, and that we don't need to put ourselves in boxes. And you know, you've heard the saying, age is nothing but a number. And that's 100% true, right? When we classify ourselves as an age, we're expected to, like, if I told you guys I was 60, right? Then you would assume, oh, a 60-year-old is supposed to act like this. Or you put in your mind what you think a normal 60-year-old person looks like, and you say, okay, well, Akil, you should be like this. If I told you I was 20, oh, this is what a 20-year-old looks like. This is what a 20-year-old does, right? We classify ourselves in these boxes based off of what we think a person in this category should look like, or look like, or act. And the same thing goes for race and gender and sexuality, and the list goes on and on and on. And the cool analogy that she gave was, she said, imagine yourself that you just woke up and you had maybe a really bad concussion. You got into a boat accident and you were concussed and you were knocked out, and you woke up on a desert island and you knew nothing about yourself, right? You knew nothing about yourself. You didn't know that there were differences in skin color. You didn't know how old you are, right? How would you classify yourself, right? What age would you give yourself, right? And the answer is, the age you would give yourself is how you feel, right? It's based off, how do I feel? How do I move? How does my body work, right? And when you kind of get rid of those boxes of letting others classify you, or even classifying yourself, I should say, you begin to get more freedom. And this is something that I'll get to the trading stuff eventually, trust me, but this is something I noticed in my athletic career, right? I was an athlete my entire life, and then finally, after graduating college, the most competitive part of, I guess, my athletic journey, or at least what I thought was over. And you automatically start classifying yourself as a former athlete. Oh, I can't run this fast anymore. I can't lift this type of weight anymore. I can't do this. I can't do that. My body's too beat up. And you start convincing yourself of that. You start believing that. And your performance really reflects that. And I remember there was I don't know what was the change, but I basically told myself to stop thinking like that. And I started thinking about it from a different aspect. You know, physically, we're going to eventually decline at some point, but mentally and psychologically, we can make up for that. And I started doing things more efficiently. I became better at training, understanding what my body can do, using my body. And in many aspects, I became a better athlete, or I am a better athlete now in certain aspects than I was when I was at, quote unquote, the peak. And I feel better and stuff like that. And that just, it's 100% psychological. Again, there is a physical aspect of it, but you know, there are other ways to counterbalance that. And it reminded me of trading a lot, because when I first got into trading, when I first started telling people that, hey, this is what I was going to pursue, I was going to be a trader, I got, as you can imagine, like many of you guys are, I got a bunch of feedback that was kind of negative, like a lot of doubters, a lot of haters. You sure you really want to do that? Isn't it this? Isn't it that? A lot of people that as soon as they heard the word trading or investing or financial markets, they automatically went to what they've been told or what they believe the financial markets are. Shoot, even me, right? This was before Wolf of Wall Street, but when I first thought I was going to be a trader, you know, I just pictured all of the Wall Street movies, right? Literally the movie Wall Street. I pictured all of that in my head. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And because I didn't know any better. But on the negative side, when we think of stuff like that and you hear of trading, everything I heard up to the point when I first got started was that if you want to be a trader, and let's say you didn't know anything about retail trading, you want to work for a prop firm or something like that, you've got to have an Ivy League degree, right? I don't have an Ivy League degree. You have to look a certain way. In many aspects, they'll say you have to be like a former athlete, which I did check that box, so I was happy for a little bit. But you have to have that look, that clean cut, that clean shaven, that look. And in many cases, skin color or ethnicity has to be a certain way in order to be that type of person. And you can imagine there's a lot of doubt that I had. I even had it where when I would tell people that I was supposed to be a trader and investor, you know, black people don't trade. What are you talking about? I'm like, what do you mean? Well, look around. Who do you see out there that looks like you? And at the time, there wasn't anyone that I knew. And I started believing it. Like, man, I can't be a trader. I didn't go to an Ivy League school. I wasn't born to the right type of parents to make me a trader. And it's crazy when you think about it, because how does any of that stuff define you? It doesn't. It has nothing to do with your success. We talked about success in a previous podcast, and success is like the rainbow. It comes in all different types of colors and shapes and sizes and whatnot. But at the time, when you don't know any better, that unconscious, incompetent stage where you're figuring out life and you're not very confident to begin with, you start believing these things, and these things start to hold you back. And there was a large period of time in my trading career where I didn't give it my all just because I wasn't actually convinced that I can do it, right? Everything that I was being told, everything that I was telling myself as far as self-talk was saying that this is not supposed to be you. You don't fit into this box of trader. So it's like I was going for it, but I wasn't really going after it like I had a true belief. I was kind of like, you know, you do something to say you did it. It's different to do something just to say you did it versus to do something and really believe in it. When you really believe in it, like you go all out, like you're brainwashed, like I'm going to be successful, I'm going to do this. And that allows you to hit that next level. When you're just doing something just to do it, you're like, hey, I'm going to go out and run on the treadmill a little bit just so I can post on Instagram, hey, worked out today so I can go eat whatever I want. There's a difference between doing that versus really like, hey, I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to train for this marathon. It's just a different approach that you take. And I never took that approach because I just wasn't truly convinced. And, you know, eventually, you know, kind of the competitor in me, it took over. I kind of willed myself and forced myself. And you guys know the story. I quit 3 jobs. So I really put my back against the wall and had no other choice but to become successful. But once I did, I started understanding that, you know, none of these barriers that I created in my mind actually existed. And the cool thing, I don't talk about this too much, is I get a lot of emails and a lot of messages from, you know, I like to think that my journey represents everyone. It represents every retail trader that doesn't have an Ivy League degree. It represents anyone that wants to do something and is willing to work hard to get it done. I like to think that, you know, outside of everything else, age, gender, race, it represents that. If you want to do something, you don't have to be the smartest dude or dudette out there. You just have to work hard, set goals, and take massive action each and every day, consistent massive action each and every day to achieve them. But I did start noticing, and this is when I started realizing another value that I had is when people started coming up to me and was like, hey, Akil, I just wanted to say thank you for what you're doing. There are a lot of people that don't look like me, so it's good to see someone I can relate to. And although it's not a, you know, I'm not out there saying, hey, Akil Stokes, black trader, right? Or Jamaican trader or anything like that. It is factual that we become influenced a little bit more by people that we can relate to. And this is why it's so powerful that we have so many. It was just International Women's Day, about a day ago that I'm recording. It's probably about a month by the time you hear it. But we very highly value our women traders, right, on the platform. Because in the same way, women in trading were thought of like, you know, same thing experience as me. You can't do this, right? There are no girls here. You can't blah, 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 blah. This is the good old boys club, all that fun stuff. And I spoke to a lot of women who come to the Tier 1 trading platform. We do accountability sessions. We talk to them kind of, what's your story? And a lot of them say, it took me so long to get involved in this because I just didn't think I could, right? Everyone out there, or the box that they were putting themselves in, putting trader in, said, I don't fit into this box, therefore I shouldn't try it. And it wasn't until they got into the platform. We have some very, very strong-willed women on our platform that are, they've embraced their role as being motivators and people that give empowerment. And they, especially with the women, the men do it too, but especially with the women, they take the newer women traders under their belt, because it makes such a massive difference to be coached and mentored by someone that has gone through the same journeys that, or the same struggles that they have. And again, I'm not a female. I can say it from what I've heard from others, but I haven't experienced it. So I can't relate to them the same way that, you know, someone like Naomi, someone like Orsi, someone like Gabrielle can relate to these newer traders and really take them and say, hey, you don't have to think this way. You can do it like this. And I think that's just so cool. And I think that's one of the powers of having such a good environment over at Tier 1. I think I'm fortunate to work with people from, you know, well over 100 different countries across the world, from all different races, all different ethnicities, all different sexual preferences, gender, whatever you want to call it. Just a diverse group, because whoever comes in, there's someone that they can relate to. And they may not think it, they may not even understand it at this point in their trading career, but when you have someone that you can relate to and it starts to form that belief like, wait a minute, he's like me or she's like me and they did it, so I can do it too. Sometimes that's all you need to make that change between just doing it and really getting after it. Enjoyed the podcast, guys. If you're interested in being a part of the Tier 1 trading community, I recommend starting with the 14-day trial. It allows you to get on the platform, mingle with our community, network, and of course, watch a whole bunch of free training before you make any type of commitment. Just head over to www.tier1trading.com. You'll see the little link that says start my free trial, and I look forward to seeing you guys on the platform.